The KGYM countdown to kickoff continuing as we look forward to being back in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days. And Mike Grimm, play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, on with us here to take a look inside year number two for P.J. Fleck in the Twin Cities. Mike, as you look back on P.J.'s first season with the Gophers, how would you encapsulate things?
Well, I think that obviously at five wins, not the number that they wanted. I think they were a little disappointed in that. And I also think that one of the things that happened, and I was guilty of this, is I didn't understand at the time how much of a change he is compared to the previous coaching staff with Tracy Clays at the helm. It's a totally different thing. It's a totally different process. His expectations are different. Doesn't mean that P.J. Fleck has a better approach than Tracy Clays or Jerry Kill. It's just so different. And I think the adjustment period when you have a guy who does a lot of things different outside the box like P.J. Fleck does, he does some stuff that other coaches don't do and has an expectation of certain things that a lot of coaches don't have that expectation level. And so it took him a while. And then when you don't have very good quarterback play, I don't care. It just is, it's hard to win in the Big Ten when you don't have very good quarterback play. So all of that, I think, added up to a year that they won just five games.
So let's talk about the quarterback position for just a second. It looks like, just like last year, there's going to be another battle coming down to fall camp. What can we expect? I guess I should ask, what do we know about the quarterbacks battling for that starting job?
Yeah, it's a great question. So a year ago at this time, the two guys that were battling had not played much, very little. The two guys battling this year haven't played at all. So whoever wins the quarterback job will be taking their first snap as a Division I quarterback whenever that happens. And look, hey, there's a good chance they'll both take some snaps at some point, right? I mean, that's just the way it is, either through injury, through performance, through blowouts, through whatever, they'll probably both play. And so what happened, it's an interesting thing, Todd. What happened is they got a junior college quarterback from California to commit. He was the number one ranked junior college quarterback. He had like 40 touchdowns and 4,000 yards passing, and he could run. And so most of us were just kind of assuming that that guy would be the guy. And he was just okay during spring. So a redshirt freshman who P.J. Fleck had recruited to Western Michigan when he was there, the kid was still in high school, but when P.J. was at Western Michigan, he got a commitment from him. And when he took the Minnesota job, the kid flipped to Minnesota. He enrolled early a year ago, January, and so he has now been in the system for, you know, well over a year. He's from Kentucky. His name's Tanner Morgan. He right now probably would be listed as the number one if they had to play this Saturday. And then there's a true freshman who really should have just been finishing up his high school career at IMG down in Florida. He's a kid who's from Minnesota, but they moved to Florida for him to take part in the IMG Academy. And he enrolled early in January, and he had a great spring. And both those guys basically beat out the junior college kid, and so the junior college kid is transferred. So those are really the only two quarterbacks right now that are battling. And it'll be interesting to see. Obviously, they got all summer here yet with the summer workouts and captain's practices, and then the fall camp will start in early August, and we'll see where P.J. Fleck wants to go. But there's no doubt if this team wants to elevate its play, they need better play from the signal caller spot.
Gophers play-by-play voice Mike Grimm with us on the program. What area, at least on paper, looks like it's going to be an improvement for Minnesota this year? Where are they going to make the biggest strides from year one to year two?
Well, it hopefully, if you're here in Minnesota and rooting for the Gophers, you want it to be on the offensive side of the ball. Now, they had some bad games on defense last year, but statistically, they kind of fit in with what the Gophers had been doing under Jerry Kill defensively, where they, you know, pretty salty at times. Pretty good. They've got a really good middle linebacker, Thomas Barber. He was amongst the leaders in tackles in the Big Ten last year. Antoine Winfield Jr., of course, that name will ring a bell because his father was such a good player, first at Ohio State and then around the league, including here with the Vikings, which is the connection to Minnesota. He missed most of last year, got a medical red shirt. He's their, I think, probably the Gophers' best defensive player, and they're going to use him at safety. They're going to use him at slot corner. They might even use him a little. I don't want to put him in too high a regard, but because it just isn't fair to him, and it would sound preposterous. But he's a little bit like maybe a poor man's Jabril Peppers could be, like what Michigan used him, where he'd even line him up at an outside, almost what like a defensive end, where he'd rush the quarterback. And I think that they'll use him in that way. I'm not saying he's as good as Jabril Peppers, but I think he's athletic and smart enough. He's a very intelligent player. So they're defensively, they're going to be fine. They need to step it up offensively. A year ago, they really struggled. The quarterback play was no good, and the offensive line was injured badly. So they were playing guys that probably weren't ready to play. Their strength should have been the running game, but when you have a quarterback that can't throw or that struggled, both quarterbacks struggled throwing the football, and an offensive line that's banged up, even the best running backs are going to have some trouble. And so this team really struggled moving the football last year. I think they're going to be much better. I do like these two quarterbacks, as unproven as they are. They look to me like between the two of them, one of them I think can be a bona fide Big Ten quarterback, and obviously you need some play from there. And then the line, they've improved through, one, if they can stay healthy, that will be huge, because a place like Minnesota just doesn't have the depth. You know, Ohio State loses a couple guys, and another four-star comes in. Minnesota loses a few guys up front. It's like Northwestern, a little bit like Iowa. You lose two or three guys up front, and that changes the whole complexion of the team, because the depth gets harder, at the offensive line spot especially, to be there. So they need improved play in the offensive line and quarterback. I would say those are the two spots that need the most improvement.
How much of that improved play from those areas will determine whether or not they can take some of the pressure off of Rodney Smith? Because Shannon Brooks goes down with an injury during spring ball. He's not going to be there to be that 1-2 punch in the backfield. A lot of pressure on that talented running back.
Yeah, no doubt. And he's a workhorse. He carried the load last year. Colby McCrary was a guy that was kind of the number three guy that really stepped up and had a pretty good year last year as well. Now he's graduated. Brooks is injured. So now you're going to have to count on the guy in spring who was number two, was a redshirt freshman named Mohamed Ibrahim. He looked pretty good in the spring. He had a good spring game. And then they have two freshman running backs that are now on campus when summer school started last month. And they are really high on both of them. They're both from Atlanta, from the Atlanta area. And I think they'll both play. And I think they'll have to get some carries. Rodney Smith can't, shoulder the entire load. There's no doubt about that. Not that he's not capable, just it's hard in the Big Ten when you take, you can't, the days of Le'Veon Bell carrying 40 times every Saturday, I don't think it's responsible probably, but two, that's hard. And Rodney Smith has been very durable. He's not been injured very much. You want to keep him healthy. You want to keep him, on the field as much as you can. But you're going to need certainly to have some of those guys step up. And I think if you got it, you got it. I'm always a believer. If you got it as a running back. And so a freshman can play. I mean, a freshman can come in and be a factor. It's just, how quickly can they learn the playbook and learn the pass protections and those kind of things. And if one of them can, then it's probably Smith and one of those freshmen.
If you know anything about P.J. Fleck, you know he's not afraid to play a young guy, especially if he can play. He's trying to make some inroads in the recruiting trail. Are there a couple young guys that you think could see the field early this year for Minnesota, earlier in their careers, I should say?
All of them. All of them. There's no doubt about it. When you make a coaching change, and it's even happened a little at Nebraska. I just saw today online a story that I think 10 or 11 players have transferred out of Nebraska since Scott Frost started, and that happens, and it happened last year. So the Gophers it happened last year to Minnesota, I should say. The Gophers don't have a lot of depth. I also saw today that of the 108 teams, Minnesota returns the 104th least experienced team. So based on starts and minutes played and all of those things from last year to this year, only four teams will have less experience coming back than Minnesota. So they basically don't have a senior class between attrition between the fiasco where they lost five guys with the situation leading into the Holiday Bowl a couple of years ago, between PJ, you know, the combination of, hey, a new coach, he doesn't fit my style, I'm going to leave, or the new coach says, hey, you don't fit my style, you should go find some other spot. They just don't have much of a senior class. The junior class is pretty thin as well. And then on top of it, quite frankly, the class that he had last year as a recruiting class and the class now that just got on campus this year, they're the two highest-ranked recruiting classes of the internet era for the Gophers. So they're going to be players that might be better anyway. So they're going to play. The name to watch, you ask a specific name, I'd say wide receiver Rashad Bateman is the guy to watch. The Gophers need to upgrade at receiver as well. They have Tyler Johnson, who is an all-Big Ten caliber. I mean, he has a chance to be an all-Big Ten receiver. And they need someone else to be a threat on the outside. And Rashad Bateman is a true freshman. The Gophers were on him very early. He actually sought P.J. Fleck out. He liked the style. He liked the enthusiasm. He liked the connection. And committed relatively early and then absolutely blew up as a senior. He's from Georgia as well. And he got a late offer from Georgia, a team that played, you know, in the college football playoffs, his home state team. And there were a lot of people in Minnesota worried. And he stayed with the commitment, and he's on campus. And I think he's going to be, you know, eventually he's going to be, you know, an impact player here for sure. But that's a name to watch.
Now, Mike, we sat down with PJ a year ago at Big Ten Media Day. Thanks to you, by the way. We still thank you for that. But I asked him a question about how he wanted to balance developing and trying to build a program with results right away. And the answer kind of struck me. He said that he wasn't going to worry about results right away, and he's still saying that he's not worried about the wins and losses right away. What is the long game for him? What does he want this program to eventually look like?
Well, I think, you know, he's like any other coach. I think he'd love to be, you know, at the end of the day, if you can contend for a Big Ten championship, you're going to be in the mix for big things, right? I mean, Wisconsin was right there. Ohio State was right, you know, in it last year, Penn State. So if you're contending, now I know people are like, well, Minnesota hasn't won a Big Ten title in 60 years or so and hasn't really been a contender late into the season for a while. But with the divisional situation the way it is now, you can contend. I mean, if you get the thing going. Now, there's, you know, everyone thinks Purdue's on the rise. A lot of people think Northwestern has a dark horse chance. Wisconsin obviously has done what they've done. I love the Hawkeyes. I think Nathan Stanley is, he's ready to take the next step. This is a tougher division, I think, than, you know, people around the country probably want to give it credit for. So the Gophers it isn't going to be easy to get to where P.J. Fleck wants to get. But that said, if he can recruit like he has the last two and elevate it a little bit and you stack a few classes together, his idea would be that in the long term, and it should start fairly soon. I mean, I don't think they can go out and win three games this year and have anyone be happy about it. Where you get into November, and if you play winning football, you got a chance to get to Indianapolis. And at that point, you know, depending on how the previous part of the schedule went, you're either playing to get to the Rose Bowl or to the playoffs. And I think that should be the goal. And that should be the goal in Iowa City. That should be the goal in Lincoln. That should be the goal in Madison and Evanston or wherever else, you know. And so I think that's what he has in mind, is that at some point you build it, you stack classes together. And in his case, it's important to recruit kids that know what they're getting themselves into. I think that was part of what I talked about early, is that he has such a different approach. I think the guys last year were just shocked. You know, they're like, oh, man, what do we do? Where do we go? This is unlike anything I've ever seen. And so it took a while. And I think some, you know, there were some seniors who probably didn't ever buy in. And now, you know, you've got two classes of totally his recruits now on campus where they went through the recruiting process. They know what he's all about. They know what his approach is about. And it's been one of the strengths, certainly, of like at Iowa. You know, Kirk Ferentz has been there, 20 years now, right? So he has players on his team that are juniors and seniors who know exactly what the expectation is, and the coaches don't have to always try to instruct everybody on the team. Players can say, no, here's how we do it here. Well, think about Minnesota. Jerry Kill was a coach 4 years ago. Tracy Clays was a coach 2 years ago. And P.J. Fleck was the coach last year. So you got guys that are now – in their fourth year of the program that are finally, for the first time, have back-to-back coaches who are the same, and they know what to expect. And, oh, this is what we do. This is how we do it. And then those guys can tell players, here's how we do things. And that culture in his deal and his approach, that's very important, because that's all part of what he thinks he can get guys to elevate for that greater good. So that's an important piece, I think.
Mike, we've got about a minute left with you. There's a good chance that this team could be 4-0 going into that homecoming game October 6th when Iowa comes to town. What needs to go right the first month of the season in order for that to be a reality for Minnesota?
Well, it comes down to quarterback play. If they have a kid, one of these two, maybe both, however it goes, if they can get quarterback play at a level that is good, this team can be good. Now, I'm not saying good like, hey, let's go win 10 games. I think the goal for this team has to be, let's get back into the bowl picture, first of all. And if that means it's a crappy little bowl, it means it's a crappy little bowl, but it's a step in the process. And then you can continue to bring people in to show that you're trying to make that progress. So, first of all, the schedule is tricky hard. Fresno State's not an easy game. New Mexico State's way improved. That said, they should be in pretty good shape. I think both Iowa and Minnesota will be coming off of bye weeks, right, heading into that game. If I looked at the schedule right, maybe I'm wrong on that, but I'm looking forward to that game. It's the first weekend in October, I believe.
New York City in late December is it's something, speaking of crappy little bowl games. Mike Grimm, play-by-play voice, the Gophers. We will see you in a couple weeks in Chicago. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks.